Today on Covenant Eyes Radio, we will be playing the second part of our interview with Mike and Jody Cleveland, founders of the popular web ministry, Setting Captives Free. SettingCaptivesFree.com offers a variety of biblically-based courses for those who struggle with habitual sins, including bondage to smoking, alcohol, anorexia, bulimia, and self-injury. Today, Luke will talk to Mike about the original Setting Captives Free course, The Way of Purity, specifically designed for those who struggle with pornography.
Sin grows in the dark. It's like a fungus. But if we will drag it out into the light, as scary as that seems, the light itself will sap it of its strength, and eventually it'll wither and die.
Luke will also talk to Jody about A United Front, their course for spouses of those who are struggling with porn addiction or other sexual sins.
There are so many ways that the evil one attacks, and each woman has her own thought struggles. But we take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to Jesus Christ. We say, no, we're not going to believe the lies of the devil. We're going to respond according to the scriptures. And that's what the United Front course is really more about. Moving forward, walk with your commands.
See the strength that we will have. People just discovered that through studying the Word of God, they get set free from all forms of habitual sin. Mm-hmm. And so as they would get free from one, we would work on a course together, and we'd put that up on the internet, and it just sort of grew in that manner.
So these courses started as Bible studies that were done in more face-to-face settings, and then it translated to a more online environment.
Yeah, we did in our church have these studies that we would study, I just started working on this, and back then I would ask my pastor for his input on these courses, on the first original course, and he gave input, and we developed it and put it online, and that's where it really started to grow. And then from our perspective, God doing his work in spite of us, and I don't mean that in any sense of false humility, but truly God has done so much more than we have done.
One of the motivating factors, too, was wanting to have something free available to people who were struggling. Some people are so down and out and have wasted all their resources on their sin. It's kind of like they're the guy beaten on the side of the road, and we wanted so much. That's how Mike and I were when we ended up to biblical counseling, and we had wasted all our resources, and both of us had been to counseling before that had cost us money, and we walked away none the better for it. And we just thought, no, there's got to be another way. And God just gave this, I believe, truly gave it to Mike, the concept of putting it online, completely free. God has just taken it off. It's been amazing. It really has been. And it's so exciting to be able to say, oh, yes, I have a resource for you, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. And it's all about Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and it's grounded in the gospel, and it's full of hope and life for you. You too can be free, and that's just thrilling to be able to have that resource to give out.
Well, and talk about these courses a little bit here, because I think this is kind of an interesting dynamic. It's not just go online, do some reading and some devotions or something like that. There's an interactive element to these, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got mentors. These are people that have been set free through our Bible studies, and they've just volunteered to help. We have a mentorship training course that is 120 days long, and it's just teaching people how to walk with people out of their sin. So if a person comes and enrolls in our course and does his first study, his first Bible study, and hits the submit button, that goes to a database that randomly assigns him a mentor, and it's done by gender, and he'll get a mentor that will read through his lesson and will examine what he has said and then come back with some input. Maybe there'll be encouragement. At times there'll be rebuke when needed, or correction, or anything that's needed, but he'll try and discern as he sees the answer what's needed and then provide it back. And then, of course, friendships are started that way and so forth. So, yes, there is accountability and interactivity involved. the reality is one of Satan's favorite lies is to get people to think they're all alone in this struggle.
Right.
Nobody understands me.
Yeah, if you look at 1 Peter 3:8, he says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." He says, "Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings." In other words, hey, guys, we're all in this together. Everybody goes through this. You're not alone. You're not isolated. And one of the things that really does help is for people, as they come to our course, learn on day either 3 or 4, I believe it's day 4, about the value of walking in the light. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of anonymouses out there, right? There's Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's a lot of ways to hide. But really, sin grows in the dark. It's like a fungus. You know, it grows best in the dark. But if we will drag it out into the light, as scary as that seems, the light itself will sap it of its strength, and eventually it'll wither and die. And this is from Daniel. He says, "I was raised in a Christian home and came to know the gospel at a very young age. As such, it has been my lifelong struggle to learn to apply biblical truth to my life in concrete ways, to not just know about Christ, but to trust and follow him. At the age of 14, I began to seek out pornography online, an addiction that would last for 13 long years. I struggled with my identity in Christ, doubts in his power, and wrestled with depression and insecurity. From time to time in this struggle, I would try to reach out for help, but found that those around me were just as confused and helpless as I was. They did not know how to handle this issue in a biblical way or how to offer hope beyond small anecdotal remedies. Finally, I came across the Setting Captives Free Bible Study. From day one, I could tell that this study was grounded in Scripture, and because of that, had a foundation of powerful truth that could and would make a difference if applied diligently. It was the power of the gospel aimed directly at my area of greatest need. I've now been given the truth and tools from the Word of God that I was so desperate for, and having the input from a mentor who was walking in freedom from sexual sin was invaluable. My mentor gave me a lot of hope that I too could have lasting freedom from this sin, and he spurred me on in the course was tired or weary or when temptation was heavy. I'm now walking in freedom and experiencing a daily dependence on Christ and his power in me. He's granting me victory over the powers of this world that had been wreaking havoc in my life. I praise God for his power, especially for his gospel, which has been displayed so much more clearly through this study." Now, we try to encourage people to get out into the light, find a brother, find a pastor, an elder, somebody that you can talk with, and use the Covenant Eyes program and put them as your accountability partner. And if it does, it works best that way.
And I'm going to add to that so many people believe if I tell them they won't respect me anymore, I'm going to be embarrassed. And they believe all these lies from the devil. And the reality is that when you come out into the light, that's where the freedom is. Sin is consuming, and it will destroy everything in its path. So our encouragement is to get with the local church. And if you can't, you feel like your church isn't one that can, where you can be real, you need to find a new church. And we have affiliate churches at Southern Baptist Free. We have a list available of churches who've come on and said, yes, want to be a resource for people who are going through these courses. You can send people to us and we'll help them. We'll be that accountability, but we'll be that face-to-face. And also we refer people to biblical counselors. There are thousands all over the world. And even if you don't want to actually go, you feel like your problem's not so much, you need to go face-to-face counseling, a lot of times they can refer you to a church who understands and who promotes biblical counseling. There's so much out there. We don't need to live in the dark and hide and be afraid. The woman at the well, after she met Jesus, she went to the whole town and said, "Guess what? I met a man who told me all I ever knew." I love this woman because that's exactly that freedom. She finally let it all out. I know. You all know who I am. God knows who I am. I'm free. I'm no longer drinking at every well. I'm drinking the living water. And our lives are changed when we drink the living water. We don't have to hide anymore.
This segues right into this because I wanted to talk about the ministry to wives through the website. You talk a lot about the wives who feel such a sense of pain and frustration and even depression over their husbands' choices to watch pornography. And based on your own experiences, and as well as the women that you've spoken with or that have gone through this program, what sort of thoughts, and not just emotions, but actual, what sort of thoughts are going through their minds? What do they wrestle with in this area when they discover that their husband is dealing with pornography or other some other kind of sexual sin?
It's true. The evil one bombards women with all manner of negative thoughts, and there are numerous as the sand of the sea, probably, but some that I've heard and thought myself are, I'm not pretty enough, I can't measure up to those models, my husband never loved me, if he did, he wouldn't have done this, my husband can't be a Christian because Christians don't do this stuff, or it's all my fault, my husband will never be free, I can't give myself to my husband intimately because he might be thinking of someone else, my husband needs to feel my pain, It just goes on and on. There are so many ways that the evil one attacks. And each woman, just like, you know, we're all unique, just like everybody else, right? So each woman has her own thought struggles. But we take those thought captive and make them obedient to Jesus Christ. We say, no, we're not going to believe the lies of the devil. We're going to respond according to the scriptures. And that's what the United Front Course is really more about. When you come to the United Front Course, women do not... They do not hear about why their husband has sexual sin problems. They don't hear any kind of psychological, statistical data. We don't regress back into his past to find out, you know, where he first saw it or anything of that nature. We allow the first few days when women come, if a mentor is available, they are assigned to a mentor, and we do have several God-fearing, gospel-loving women who volunteer their time, who have completed the course, gone on to complete the mentorship course. And the first few days of the course, we ask them a lot of pointed questions, like, tell us about your situation, what have you done about it, that type of thing. And then we give biblical counsel, initial, you know, addressing the issues that are immediate. And then we bring on the Excellent Wife course, which the Excellent Wife book by Martha Peace. That book changed my life. It was one of the reasons why Mike and I got into biblical counseling, because I read her book and I just was crying and crying because I could see, I don't even know what being a godly wife is. I was confronted with the scriptures for the first time and applying them to my life and seeing, oh, I fall so short. And it sort of put my whole life in perspective and made me understand that I needed Jesus Christ and that I needed his power to live according to his word and to love my husband and to forgive my husband. And so that book was so useful in my own life that we used it. Martha Peace gave us permission. We use her book. We start studying what it means to be a godly wife and what it means to respond to the sin of another person. And I have a testimony that I think will address this issue really well. This lady says, before I started the United Front course, I was at my wit's end and I didn't know what to do. My husband had struggled with pornography for many years. I found out before we were married, but he told me he would stop, and I thought that getting married would help. I was so wrong. Throughout our 5 years of marriage, I continued to find that he still struggled. Every time I confronted him, he said he wanted to stop and would do so for a little while, but he would ultimately slip back into his sin. I was ultimately devastated and couldn't believe how God could let something like this happen to me. I was angry and bitter, and I wanted out. My husband was directed by a friend to the Setting Captives Free course, and he decided to do it. He told me about the spouse course, and I decided to give it a try. I thought that it would teach me how to deal with my husband's problem. Little did I know that it would really teach me about my own problems. I had learned so much about what God really wants from me and that I have fallen short. I realized that it wasn't just my husband's problem that was making my life miserable. I was sinning too. Throughout the course, I have learned about various areas of sin in my life and how important it is for my relationship with God to be my priority. My husband has completed his course and remains free, and I have repented of my sins also. We've drawn closer together and are able to share with each other more openly. Our marriage isn't perfect, but it is now on the right track thanks to setting captives free. Praise the Lord that he got our attention through this course and brought us back to him and each other. And isn't that beautiful?
It is.
The reality is that we are one when we get married, and that's what the scriptures tell us. And we can't say, oh, that's your problem or that's my problem. it's our problem, and we have to be a united front to address issues.
You have been listening to our interview with Mike and Jody Cleveland. Visit SettingCaptivesFree.com to learn more about the variety of free 60-day courses they offer, including The Way of Purity and A United Front. To hear more of our podcasts, search for Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at CovenantEyes.com/blog.